WDAE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. State governors and elected leaders from both parties have criticized the federal government's response to reports of drones over the Northeast. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC's This Week there's not been any threat to national security.
If there is any reason for concern, if we identify any foreign involvement or criminal activity, we will communicate with the American public accordingly.
Officials from a range of federal agencies told reporters Saturday that less than 100 of 5,000 tips about drones required a follow-up. It's the last week Congress is in session this year on Capitol Hill. They're expected to continue meeting with some of President-elect Trump's choices for cabinet positions. The Federal Reserve meets this week, and despite inflation going higher for the second straight month, the Fed's expected to cut interest rates for the third time this year. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The lawsuit over Act 10 will almost certainly end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, intensifying the race for a seat on the bench in the spring. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The judge ruled Act 10 is unconstitutional because it treats different groups of public employees unequally. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limits public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
Act 10 would be struck down pending a final decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which currently has a liberal majority. The Republican-controlled legislature that appealed the recent decision is hoping to drag out the case. But the public workers who challenged the law hope the court rules before a new justice is seated next year. Wisconsin's public sector laws of 1959 and 1962 are regarded as turning points in the legal rights of workers. Childer says Wisconsin's union participation was always higher than the national average until the passage of Act 10 in 2011.
They had rights similar to what most workers in the private sector in the United States enjoyed, which is the ability to bargain over hours, wages, and all other conditions of work.
Childer says Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NFL, Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before, you know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6-ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog will give way to cloudy skies today and a light south breeze at highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, the clouds stay put and our temperatures don't budge a whole lot, mid-30s by early Monday morning. Clouds and breezy winds Monday, highs near 40. It's 36 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
In the Ad Council. In the Ad Council. In the Ad Council.
Back we are, the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Say, we're all over the world at civicmedia.us and all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome aboard, everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Pete Ravel out of Green Bay is next up on the old velvet turntable. And what a talent. Stick around, we're here till high noon, and I'll be on the air New Year's Eve from 7 p.m. till 1. You'll be there too, what do you say?
It's December in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm thinking and dreaming of you. And with Christmas only 3 days away, I hope my Christmas wish will come true. Humming Yuletide carols, Christmas tree. It's the holiday season in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Wishing you were here with me. Hanging up the stockings, waiting for Christmas Eve. It's Christmas time in Wisconsin. There's a lot of snow, you can't believe. Seagulls flying over Simmons Island, creating a beautiful sight. Folks are gathering at the Boathouse Hall for another party tonight. Children playing on Washington hillside, they're frolicking in the snow, and all the neighborhood Christmas lights are setting the night aglow, while all the busy shoppers. They're out on a spending spree. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's my favorite place to be. The church bells chiming across from Library Park. It's the holiday season in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Main Street lanterns light the dark. Friendly taxi drivers greeting travelers who come to town. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with choirs caroling around. People riding on the quaint little trolleys are brimming with Christmas cheer. It seems like Christmas here every day, even though it comes but once a year. In a churchyard in a lowly manger is what Christmas is all about. Bell-ringing Santas are everywhere so that no one will be without. So Christmas, this is where you will want to be. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It will soon be Christmas Eve. Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Won't you spend this lovely Christmas with me?
That's Pete Ravel.
Folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side.
Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy-up, Nellie Gray, and away we go.
Glenn Miller.
While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby, you'll feel nice and warm no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill. That's a snowplow turn.
And look, there's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that's how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down the hill.
When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
And then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill and we're Jack and Jill again.
Major Glenn Miller, the well-known American band leader, is reported missing. He left England by air for Paris 9 days ago. Major Glenn Miller came over from the States early this year to direct the American band of the AEF, which has often been heard playing in the Allied Expeditionary Forces program of the BBC.
That was December 23rd, 1944. 80 years ago next week. Now that's the Glenn Miller Band, and you folks in the know may wonder, wait a minute, the orchestra never recorded a Christmas album. Well, yes, they did. It's been 80 years since Glenn Miller disappeared. Happened on December 15, 1944. They did record one Christmas song, Jingle Bells, 1941. Of course, the fans all around the world are certain that if Glenn had only lived through World War II, he would have recorded a complete album. We're going back to the 90s now, the early 90s. The Miller Band was on a bus. They travel that way. was Dale Thompson and Richie Barrs. Buddy DeFranco was running the Glenn Miller Band at the time. They were sitting next to each other. And, of course, as happens, the conversation got around to, what do you think Glenn would be recording now if he was still around? Somebody said, how about Christmas? Of course, the band continues today. One of the members is still with us, Ray Anthony. He'll be 103 next month. Well, on that bus, John LaBarbera. So let's do a Christmas album. And let's do it now. So every alumnus they called said, yeah, when? Count me in. Where? And they headed east from Vegas, Los Angeles, D.C., Nashville, Sydney, Australia, to join the band already in New York. Well, they decided to do standards that were around when Glenn was still with us, and maybe some more recent stuff if he hadn't been lost. Music that'll live forever, just like Glenn Miller himself. Miller and the orchestra. Well, Glenn's ghost, his spirit, still there. Wouldn't you agree? What a band. These guys got together. We got to do it. It's been 80 years this week. We lost Glenn. There are theories about what happened. What do you mean, what happened? It happened that he... No, wait. There's people who will argue with that. Let's see if we can't examine. Let's talk about the Christmas songs that are the least favorite. Holly Jolly Christmas maybe tops the list. And here's one by a great group called the Pentatonics. That's Christmas to Me. Now, it's only 3 minutes long, but it feels like a half an hour. But they sing in unison, so come on, you could do better than that. You're the Pentatonics. Holly Jolly Christmas tops the list. Poor old Burl Ives. One of the worst Christmas songs has to be that grandma song. You know, where she, dare I say the title? There's that one. And, well, here. Here's the guy who composed it.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Elwood, the Midnight DJ, on radio station KHICK. Now, I try to run a quality show, and all my fans will tell you so, except at Christmas, much to my dismay. Oh, no, don't make me play that grandma song again. Though that request line glows and glows, just as bright as Rudolph's nose, I'll do anything you say. I'll play them barking dogs all day, but please don't make me play that grandma song again. Now, every Christmas, I get frosted when poor grandma gets accosted, and all them weirdos enjoy her suffering. And that Elmo guy just keeps on smiling while them royalties keep on piling, and the worst part is, he can't even sing. Oh no, don't make me play that grandma song again. Though that request line glows and glows, just as bright as Rudolph's nose, I'll do anything you say. I'll play them barking dogs all day, but please don't make me play that grandma song again. Now, a word from our sponsor. Friends, it's that time of year again that just makes you want to get out there and charge. And while you're doing it, why not have playing in the background our collector's gift set of 24 of the most beloved Christmas carols of all time. Classics like You Bumped Your Noggin on My Toboggan, or Hey, Hey, Grandpa's Got a Brand New Nag. To order now, dial 1-900-FRUITCAKE. And now back to you, Elwood.
Thanks, Elmer. So anywho, I told the station manager he'd have to choose between me and her, because that grandma song is a moral abomination. So he says, son, our ratings are flying, and furthermore, our sponsors are buying, and I'm transferring you to the FM classical station. Oh no, don't make me play that grandma song again. Though that request line glows and glows, just as bright as Rudolph's nose, I'll do anything you say. I'll play them barking dogs all day, but please don't make me play that grandma song.
Don't make him play that grandma song.
Don't make me play that grandma song again.
And that goes for the dogs barking. The jingle bell thing. And Jingle Bells is a Thanksgiving song. It's not Christmas. Sure, it's about snow. Thank you. Jack Lemmon was a great musician, a jazz pianist. Wish he had done more in film. Here's Jack Lemmon at the keyboard.
Glad I came here.
This beats selling shoes, doesn't it?
Sir, pardon my attire. I was just wandering around, and I knew you were on, so I just gonna.
I said maybe we can sneak Jack over because he was Bob Abernathy on KNBC News was doing a little interview with you, and I heard you were in the building, and I said maybe we could sneak out and let us congratulate you. You really gave one of the. I was kind of zinging the whole affair last night a little bit. Mm-hmm. There was a few tedious moments, but you gave one of the truly emotional impact to that whole evening because it was so honest and you could tell you were so. What was that little move you made when you got up on stage?
Wait,
you,
wait,
yeah, what was that little.
Baby!
And what you said, no matter how some of the other performers say about those awards, when it comes right down to nitty gritty and somebody hands you one and you know it was voted by people that do what you do, you've got to say, hey, that's that's exciting.
Whatever false it may be, it's true, you know. And it would be a pity, I think, to whether it, there is room for criticism, and there is in any kind of system. The big problem is really, I think every industry has awards. Every year, you know. But we happen to be in a business where the giving out of those awards and the presenting them and the receiving of them is a worldwide event, so it
right.
gets blown out of proportion. And that's what bothers people. And I think that criticism is certainly due, but I just hate to see the award lose the status that it should enjoy. You know,
well,
it is one hell of an honor.
It didn't lose any status by you winning it last night at all.
No.
Because you deserved it, because Save the Tiger, you were sensational in that picture. And it's,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Listen to the bells.
Listen to the bells.
Listen to the jingle bells.
Listen to the jingle bells.
Jingling, jangling.
Jingling, jingling all the way.
Sliding through the snow. Merrily we go. There is nothing that excels the jingle, jangle, jingling of the jingle bells.
Listen to the bells.
Listen to the bells.
Listen to the jingle bells.
Listen to the jingle bells.
Jingling, jangling.
Jingling, jingling all the way.
What a jingle.
Makes me tingle. Hear that rhythm?
Fine.
Hear the ringle?
Fine.
Jing, jingle bells.
Dashing through the snow with our one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song.
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians and Dr. Elmo.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Get it while you're young.
take the girls tonight. Sing this sling song, just get a bobtail bag, too sporty for his feet. In a hitch him to an open sleigh, and Crack, you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dr. Elmo, right there.
Not getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
Not getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
Not getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
Boy,
getting nothing this Christmas Eve.
Well, Johnny is a little brat.
I'm gonna tat his hide.
Well, to darn your run, our pussy cat.
I'm gonna tat his hide.
Before the cat could shift her gears, Johnny grabbed the pink and shears, cut off her tail behind her ears.
I'm gonna tan his hide. He's getting nothing for Christmas. He's getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
Once I took him out to dine,
I'm gonna tan his hide.
His table manners were a crime.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Mashing taters with his toes, pouring gravy on my clothes, shoving string beans up my nose.
I'm gonna tan his hide. He's getting nothing for Christmas. He's getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
He's not getting a thing.
Getting nothing for Christmas.
He's not getting a thing.
Getting nothing for Christmas.
He's not getting a thing.
Getting nothing for Christmas.
Not getting a thing.
Nothing this Christmas Eve.
I said, Johnny, on my knee,
I'm gonna tan his hide.
When I told him about the birds and bees,
I'm gonna tan his hide.
That's one talk I ain't forgot. My face was red, my ears were hot. Friends ashore did learn a lot.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
He's getting nothing for Christmas. I hope he don't.
He's getting nothing. You bet
he don't deserve a thing.
Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
I get nothing for Christmas. Music of the Stars, Homer and Jethro. Jethro Burns out of Evanston. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, and we're going to be here New Year's Eve.
Scrooge North said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse? Then two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. 'Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
cheer. Fa, who, for, race, da, who, do, race. Welcome all who's far and near. Welcome Christmas, fa, who, ra, moose.
Welcome Christmas, da, who, da, moose.
Christmas Day will always be just so long as we have we. Fa, who, for, race, da, who, do, race. Welcome Christmas, bring your light.
The star. There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santa's everywhere. Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray and that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. One at the mall and one in the window, sitting in a velvet chair. Fat ones, skinny ones, tall ones, short ones, cheeks so rosy and bright. That Christmas cheer smells a lot like beer. Oh, Santa Claus, a cab tonight.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! How, how, how?
Yo, man, word to the Kringle. Fanny's in the house. Yo, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
No, I cannot make a $20 bill. I'm very sorry.
Ho, ho, ho! Hi, what am I doing here? Happy Hanukkah!
Just saw Santa Claus, just saw Santa Claus, just gave a Santa Claus change. Drove downtown and a bell ringing, Santa Claus hit me up again. When those sleigh bells jingle, jangle on my rooftop tonight, will my chimney be backed up with Santa's all crammed in tight?
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, the Santa's everywhere.
Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white. Here comes news. If you really want to laugh. Oh, Johnny Mathis.
In Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky. Time seems to fly. The ground, they blow away in time for winter's white gown. There's a small house in some quiet town.
Thank you. The music of the stars. Let's take a quick break for Columbia System News. When we come back, two more hours till high noon. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. Join me on New Year's Eve, 7:01.
A new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true.
Stars all the way till high noon. Say, we're all over the world at civicmedia.us, and we'll be on again next Christmas. Yeah, that's right. And next New Year. All for you. All you got to do is tune in. Civicmedia.us, the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, here's another network ready to tell you what's shaking.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Last week, President Biden pardoned 39 people and commuted the sentences of 1,500 others. There are suggestions he could pardon people that might face prosecution by the Trump administration. That group includes new Senator Adam Schiff, but the California Democrat tells ABC's This Week his thoughts on preemptive pardons.
I think it's unnecessary. But second, the precedent of giving blanket pardons, preemptive blanket pardons, on the way out of an administration, I think is a precedent we don't want to set.
The president met virtually with fellow G7 leaders for the last scheduled meeting of his term. The White House says he encouraged the group to continue its vital work. The Biden administration criticized from both parties over how it's responded to reports of drones in the skies over the Northeast. Officials from a range of agencies told reporters Saturday that less than 100 of 5,000 tips required follow-up investigation. This is ABC News.